Hello. apparently our call was dropped.
Is this Demetra?
Yes.
Okay. Where did we get dropped? What was I talking about?
Okay.
I was talking about meetings, right?
Yes, meetings. And you were talking about Sissy Rich cooking the meals, and I think she did a great job, and yes.
So we had different kinds of meetings. We had a regular program of meetings where we talked about Wisdom of Elders, among other programs. I had one-on-one meetings with Sissy, and then IFOMA would generate some meetings sometimes for her when she felt we needed to come back and usually not during the cycles, but usually before and after pre-meeting and a post-meeting, you know, those were always really, really productive, you know, to kind of debrief, so to speak, you know, at the end. And I'm sure there's some, I got copies of them. There's some excellent material that came out of those. It's in writing. Yeah, I'm sure you got those at your fingertips too.
Okay. Yes. So I'm thinking about these meetings. Are you able to estimate how often staff met with all of the partners, like Dr. Fioma, Dolores, as well as the facilitators? This may or may not be answerable, but we're just trying to give a ballpark figure for other communities about how often they need to meet and discuss and
I think we had probably a couple of planning meetings before the cycle started, and then a debrief meeting after we finished the cycle. So probably three main meetings with each cycle, two for planning and one for debriefing on, you know, what we need to change or kind of compare notes and how we need to move forward. And probably it's a good thing. When you're involving staff from Vanderbilt and staff from the city. Now I don't know how that translates. And of course, we had our internal programming meetings just for basically the logistics and staff assignments and that kind of stuff that were part of our overall programming meetings, which we did once a month.
Once a month internally.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And who were some of these other staff needed to run the day-to-day operations? So there's Sissy, there's you. Who else was involved?
Well, our maintenance staff was involved. Our maintenance and janitorial staff would help out. That was kind of interesting because they kind of bought into the program, too. I had the problem of trying to keep them out of there morning. But I'm not going to digress again, but they had a lot of fun with the program too, which has been they helped with the food and get it set up and stuff like that. And I gave them that latitude. I let them break away and help out with that. So what other staff? Let me think. I feel like I'm leaving someone out. I know periodically we would either in-house or up at Vanderbilt, we would kind of take the show on the road, so to speak, and do a presentation of the work that was done. I know there's one or two that was done at Vanderbilt, and we've done several at Patterson. When those involved a few more hands, where we had people, you know, setting up displays and all that kind of stuff, and maintenance staff and some of my operations staff. Our operations staff. I always have an operations person on the floor that kind of runs the day-to-day activities in the center on the operations side. So Sissy would have been the programmer, and then I'd have an operations person, you know, making sure that would have been the person in charge of the maintenance staff, you know, to make sure, you know, things were ready, tables were set up and then broken down afterward, and that operations person would, you know, make sure all that got done.
Okay. Got it. Was there anyone involved with scheduling the calendar or not?
You're talking about the calendar for the facility,
Yeah.
for the facility. Oh yeah, well that's true. My secretary handled all the rentals for the center, and Pat Jones. So one of her duties was handling the rentals. So yeah, Pat Jones put the logged in all. Once we decided that what we needed, she did all that, logged all that in, and put them. We would generate schedules, everything going on a weekly basis, and she would put that all on that schedule. So yeah, there were some administrative staff that help out with that.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, yeah, Pat was kind of one of my right arms, where she would. So that we had a pretty good system there, and it might be more formal than other places that do this, but we have so much going on in that large center that, we had a computerized readout that showed all the rooms were being used, who was going to be in there, and what needed to be done,
Yes.
So that took a little bit of work to getting all that,
Okay.
typed and logged in.
Okay. But generally, all of you would meet together about once a month, roughly, as a
Yes.
group to discuss all of
Yes.
that. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Moving on, I'm going to ask you a few questions about the participants.
Okay.
These are the seniors involved, the elders.
Right.
Bless you, by the way.
Say that again?
Bless you. I thought I heard you sneeze.
Yeah. I've been trying to get in the program. Go ahead. They said I could, but I haven't come up on it yet. I need to.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. So do you remember the attendance from week to week of the participants, like roughly how many people attended?
I do, because that was another talked about a lot in our planning. We had between 20 and 25 participants, probably closer to 25. I remember one time it was 22, 23. We usually had maybe 25 on the roll, and he talked about keeping attendance. I know Dolores, and I know the Vandy staff, quote unquote, the Vandy staff is very religious about keeping up with the attendance and the numbers. So we kind of got, we kind of let them carry the ball on that. But the people were very good about showing up. The participants really bought into the program. So it's rare that they were not there. We usually always had at least 20.
Uh-oh. Hello? Hello? Hello?
By our say
I think you're cutting out. Hello?